Blog Talk Radio. Before they take their little hiatus, they'll be back. Don't worry, they'll be back probably this fall. We are at Season 6, Episode 12, Spice of Your Life. Now, this episode features basically it's a very Pinkie Pie episode, and I know we've seen a lot of Rarity lately, so maybe somewhere in the fandom, Rarity's ranked kind of low, so I guess this is probably one of the reasons why they're trying to step her up a little bit. I'm not 100% sure on that, but that's what it looks like to me. Well, anyway, the story opens up with everybody's in the throne room gathered around the cutie map. Well, the cutie map's not working due to the fact that when Starlight Glimmer did her little trick, kind of broke the cutie map a little bit. So Twilight and Starlight decided, well, we're going to fix the map. They came up with a spell to fix the map, and it works. Now we're getting an episode where we've got a cutie map episode. When the cutie map starts up, it starts showing, you know, different couples, you know, going to different parts for certain, you know, missions. But it finally centers on Pinkie Pie and Rarity going to Canterlot for a friendship problem. And, of course, you know, Pinkie Pie, you know, she's going through the motions and everything, determining who's going what, where, how, and why. Of course, you know how Pinkie Pie does. She gets a little off at times. What am I talking about? A little. but anyway, it's finally decided that Pinkie Pie and Rarity are going to Canterlot. The scene cuts from there with the train going to Canterlot, and then with Rarity and Pinkie Pie in Canterlot. And they're deciding where this friendship problem could be at. Rarity kind of suggests that they should go to Canterlot Castle. Where there would be a friendship problem there, I have no idea, to tell you the truth. But Pinkie turns around and says, no, let's just go with the flow. There's going to be, you know, something somewhere. It's not going to be basically at Canterlot Castle. Come on, you know, I doubt if, you know, Celestia has a friendship problem with, you know, she could be in an argument with Luna. I'd like, No, I don't foresee that in the near future. I mean, they might have a little banter back and forth, but that's what sisters do. So anyway, Mary turns around and tells Pinkie Pie, "Well, okay, we'll go with the flow. Where do you think we should go?" So they're trying to debate where they're going to be going, and all of a sudden Pinkie Pie's stomach grumbles. And they find out exactly where they have to go. Well, actually not quite yet, but so Rary just suggests, well, let's just start with getting something to eat. So they go to Restaurant Row, to where all the restaurants down through there have a 3-hoof rating. So they try one place, and of course the hoity-toity elite, the way they eat there, it's like it's really small portions, and it tastes bland. And Pinkie Pie don't like bland stuff. I mean, even in the beginning, when Rary kind of like tastes the food, I mean, all the places are basically identical. Conformity, we would say. And then, Rary, eats her. She goes, "It's adequate," and Pinkie Pie just sits there and goes, "Yeah, it's bland. There's no taste." So after trying about three restaurants, where he goes, "Well, where do you think we should eat?" So Pinkie Pie turns around and just, sniffs the air. He goes, "Well, come on, follow me." And they land in this, they go to this restaurant that is tucked away in an alleyway. Let me think here real quick. What was the name of the place? Oh, Tasty Treats. It's an Indian-style restaurant. And you can, for those of you who don't know dialect, as far as when someone's speaking, where they come from, I recognize it right off, considering being part of the military myself at one time. And doing communications, I tend to pick up on dialect real quick. And these ponies come from India. And Brary sits there and she goes, "This restaurant does not have a 3-hoof rating because due to the fact, that whoever the pony that rates the place has never either been there. Or, then it wasn't conforming to the rest of the restaurants." But they go in there, and Pinkie Pie thinks the food is just excellent. This is where we get to meet the proprietors of the restaurant, Sephiroth, if I mispronounce certain words, please forgive me. Because I'm not a linguistic, I'm not into linguistics as far as names go, as you can tell. Saffron and coriander. And this is a father and daughter team who own the restaurant. The daughter cooks all the food, but her dad's basically the host. And so anyway, Pinkie Pie, asks what's the specials, and Barry thinks, this is not like every other restaurant on Restaurant Row on in Canterlot. So we're gonna have a conflict of interest here. As the father's closing up, they're sitting there eating, the daughter's getting into a conflict with dad. Rary's wondering why the heck are we here, until Pinkie Pie sits there and says, "Here, taste this." And it's like, Rary tastes it, like, that's actually good. I mean, it has flavor. Where all the other restaurants is like bland. So, anyway, it finally just hits Rary in the face. This is our mission. We have to get these two to keep their shop open. And So anyway, they decide. Now, if you've been in My Little Pony follower pretty much, you know how some ponies tend to do one thing and then another pony tends to do another, and it doesn't seem to work out. Well, this is what happens here. Rarity decides, okay, Pinky, you take the daughter and go out and try to get customers in. Well, actually, before that, let me back up a little bit. Rarity says, okay, I'll get the food critic here. And, you know, sit there and say, yeah, like, she's really going to get her here. A couple minutes later, Rarity comes back and says, I've done it. She's going to be coming. The only time she has is tonight. And they're not quite ready. So Rarity goes, okay, Pinkie Pie, you take the daughter out and you try to bring in customers. I will stay here and try to get the restaurant in order. Now, this is where the conflict comes in. Rarity tries to make the restaurant look like every other restaurant because she knows this is the way this food critic likes it. While Pinkie Pie and the daughter are out there trying to get people in. Excuse me. Need a little drink here. But anyway, Rarity ends up changing the restaurant all around, making it just like all the others. Pinkie Pie, however, they are not quite so successful. They are successful getting a pair of ponies in from Minneapolis who sat there and said that they've tried just about every restaurant on Restaurant Row and found the food to be bland. So when Pinkie Pie comes back with them, she finds out that Rarity has changed the place to look like all the others, and Pinkie Pie doesn't like it. This is where the conflict continues. She goes, Rarity, what have you done? And Rarity goes, well, I just made it look like all the others, just like, you know, the food critic wants. This is how they're going to get a 3-hoof rating. So anyway, they're in this argument, like, back and forth, you know. Pinky wanted to keep it all natural, food with flavor, you know, instead of the bland. And Rarity continuously argued, it's like, you know, if they want a 3-hoof rating, they have to conform to this method. And so anyway, we get down to where the food critic actually comes in, and her name is Zesty Gourmet, a very gray-looking unicorn whose approval of restaurants is king. Basically, if she says, eat at this restaurant, you ate there. And so anyway, she walks in and just, you know, sits down, it's like, and she's just, I mean, the way they got her, they make her look more, how can I say this? She looks more masculine than feminine, to tell you the truth, just by the looks of her for some odd reason. She's got sort of that hooked nose. I mean, it's not like a nose that you'd stick up in the air. It looks like the nose is just bent up in the air. I mean, it looks like a nose that you can turn around and put a worm on, slam her face into the water, and possibly catch a fish. But then again, you might not be able to catch a fish. This is how ugly this mare looks. I mean, it's like I've seen that one time. It's like, ah, God. Oh. She had a face that looked like... Dang, that face looks like he got hit by a freight train, but actually he got hit by the Queen Mary type of face. I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel about it. Oh, dang, I seen that, and I was like, dang, I thought Frankenstein was ugly. but anyway, we will continue this here discussion in one moment. We're going to take a timeout. for station identification. You're listening to TWOL Optimal.
You're listening to the Wolf's Den on TWOLF, the Wolf, in the Everfree Forest.
Okay, and we're back. So anyway, Zesty comes in, looks at the place, kind of like, you know, doesn't give a damn. Sister goes, okay, oh, go ahead and impress me. The father goes back where the daughter's cooking up the food, and he is complaining because she's cooking the old-fashioned food. And he goes, no, we have to keep, you know, pace. And it's like Pinkie Pie, you know, being Pinkie Pie, she's out there. She goes, no, she's going to cook this. I'm taking it out to serve to her. Rarity interjects. She goes, no, Zesty doesn't want food with flavor. She wants food that, you know, suits her palate, because what her palate says to eat is what all other ponies in Camelot should eat. So anyway, a little thing ensues where Pinkie Pie's trying to get his bowl out. Rarity jumps on her tail, and the bowl goes flying and lands right on Zesty. And, you know, Zesty makes this, you know, dramatic speech that she's not going to give this restaurant the three hooves it's required to do. And she goes, this place might have flavor, and its decor is good enough for, you know, commoners like these two over here, and points over to the two ponies from Minneapolis, and she starts, you know, getting down on Rarity, saying that you might, you know, you may know fashion, but you don't know cuisine. Stick to your own stuff, because if not, it'll ruin your reputation in Canterlot, or whatever reputation you have as an elite. So anyway, she up and leaves, and the restaurant isn't going to happen. However, as they're sitting down, the daughter brings out some food that was a comfort food for when she was sad. They take a taste of that, and they, you know, Pinkie Pie thinks it's better than anything else that they've ever made. Rarity tends to agree, and then they sat there and go, wait a minute, we did this all wrong. Rarity goes, I should never change the decor. Pinkie Pie, you should have never tried to get people in here, because you really didn't get anybody in here. Let's switch up roles. Pinkie Pie is supposed to, you know, bring the restaurant back to its original glamour while Rarity goes out and gets ponies in. So anyway, the roles reverse. Pinkie Pie brings it back up to the way it was before. Rarity, using her charm and telling all the other ponies, you know, what a fashionista lie about, you know, great tasting cuisine like this. So all the other ponies following her. Finally, the restaurant gets packed. And they're all enjoying the food. Zesty, for some odd reason, is walking by the restaurant and notices that it's basically is packed. So she goes back in there, and she is scolding every pony there, saying, why are you people here? Or why are you ponies here? This is not a three-hoof establishment. I did not recommend this place. This place is no good. She goes, who recommended this to you? And they go, well, Rarity recommended it to us. And she scolded Rarity again, saying, well, Rarity might know, you know, fashion, but she knows nothing about restaurants. I know everything about fine dining and cuisine and the what I put my hoof, you know, marks on is where you should be, you know, basically eating. Then some of the other ponies that were there actually owned some of the restaurants that were on Restaurant Row and sat there and said, now, wait a minute here. I own, you know, so-and-so restaurant. I've come in here and I've ate. And it's like, this is the way food should be prepared. We're going back to our old ways, because this is food that tastes good. And so anyway, Everybody starts conforming, and Rarity turns around and looks at Zesty and says, "Well, maybe you should try the food or risk your reputation as a food critic." And then Zesty kind of like thinks about it for about 30 seconds and then turns around, sticks her little hooked-ass nose up in the air and leaves. And I'm sitting there going, okay, let her go off on her own. And I have to think, well, this is pretty much the end of the program, and it really is, because then Rarity's and Pinkie Pie's cutie marks start, you know, glowing and what have you. So anyway, my thoughts on this episode. For it being the final episode before the hiatus, it was very interesting. We had that same old, you know, routine. In some of the past episodes where, let's see now, I forget the episodes offhand, where ponies do one thing, you know, like Twilight's Castle. The gang wanted to make Twilight's Castle her castle, but ended up making the castle they would like to live in instead of like what Twilight wanted to live in. And of course, shit, I forgot the other one now. But anyway, you understand what I'm talking about. But only this way, this only difference is you have two ponies doing different things that should have been reversed around. Which really isn't bad, by the way. Pinkie Pie really made the episode, especially the way she, you know, when the food come up and she would just plant her face right into the plate and sitting, nom, 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 nom. It's like, yeah, you know, especially in a hoity-toity section, you really want to slam your face into a plate of food and just start gnawing away at it. Typical Pinkie Pie, which made me kind of laugh. Pinkie Pie pretty much made the episode. Rarity, you know, kind of got a little ditzy there, but finally realized this is what needs to be done. It's my fault. Let's, you know, reverse all this stuff. Let's see now, what else? The music was good. You know it's going to work. That song wasn't too bad. I kind of liked that. The couple from Winneapolis is the second time we've heard of Winneapolis since Princess Spike. It's nice they brought, you know, this is the second time we've heard of Winneapolis. So maybe one of the other times that the cutie mark, you know, map turns around, it may send them to Winneapolis. I mean, we've gone to just about every spot except for Winneapolis, Philadelphia, those two areas there, some of the other fan-made type deals, Las Pegasus, maybe we might get something there, who knows. But anyway, who knows, maybe we might get an episode where one of the main six teams up with one of the Cutie Mark Crusaders. I'd like to see that. But anyway, getting back to the original, my train went off track here. But anyway, all in all, it was a really good show. Zesty was, as far as, I wouldn't call her a villain. I would call her someone just stuck up and needs to be slapped around a little bit. And maybe they should, you know, shove some of the food down her throat to where, you know, I mean, she looked bland as well. I mean, we're talking about a pony that's all gray with white mane. Sort of like a black type shawl type jacket over her and with her nose up in the air like her feces don't stink. Myself, I really didn't, I mean, I liked the way they had her created, but I didn't like her personally. I mean, you know, I was going to say maybe her and Fluttershy's brother should get together, but no. I don't think so. I wouldn't wish that on Fluttershy. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. But anyway, as far as the rating goes for this, is a really good episode. I give it an 8.25. It kept my interest. So, what am I going to do with the rest of the time I have now that MLP is on hiatus? I was thinking about doing a show called True Stories of the Paranormal. I'm still thinking about doing that. However, you know, I got to get others, you know, involved, people who might sit there and say, yeah, I've had a paranormal experience, you know, and get it uploaded here and there. So that's going to take a little bit longer. And so for those of you who sat there, and especially on my Google Plus page, if you could drop by. And well, I'm sitting here in the chat room right now and nobody showed up, but that's okay. You can always watch this on a podcast. This will be pre-recorded. And like I said, we have a new ending theme music and a new ending saying. Before I say I'd catch you on the flip side, well, Toon Critic uses that, and I've been using it myself. I've used that ever since back in my CB days. And I figured, well, Toon Critic, you know, he's been doing it on his reviews longer than I have, you know, before I even started doing my reviews. So I'm going to let him have that. And I had to sit back and think, you know, what can I use for a catchphrase at the end, but I want to add something to it. So I figured, you know, what the heck, you know, a flying wolf. And my first thought was, I got to find a great ending. Something that sparks people's interest. And when you hear the ending, you know, the ending catchphrase, you know, and the music, please, 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 if you're one of my Google Plus followers, let me know, you know, what you think of it. Because myself, I think it's fairly great. And, but anyway, also, I decided to turn around and give that point out right away. Also, I'm thinking about doing some reviews of what other fanfic writers have done. I'm thinking about doing that. So, you figure you'll get the Wolf's Den about once a week anymore. Or try to, as long as I'm, you know, able to do it. Or at least when I have a day off. But so far, Season 6 of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic is doing pretty darn good. But anyway, as the song says, it's time for me to fly. Good night, everyone.